Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Real quickly, before we get to Jim Smith, the new athletic director at Maryland, this from my guy Tom, who writes, at least Kevin, Jaden Daniels isn't going to be the team's leading rusher this year. You asked for that all off season. I did. I said we have to find out and figure out a situation where Jaden Daniels doesn't lead the team in rushing essentially for 10 of the 17 regular season games. Now, if you do the math on just the three games that Jaden's played in and his rushing attempts, he's actually, through three games out of five total, on pace for the same number of rushing attempts last year. But in terms of yards, Bill's well ahead and should be the leading rusher on the team this year based on the start here through the first five games, and that would be great. We don't want Jaden Daniels to be the leading rusher for the football team in 2025. Let's hope that's a one-year thing. Lamar's done it before, but not as much as you would think. They've had backs on that team that have, obviously last year, Derrick Henry. All right, this segment of the show is brought to you by our good friends at Window Nation. October's here, and by the way, the return of chilly air is on the way this week. How about temperatures in the 30s and 40s tonight, tomorrow night, and for the rest of the week? If you've got older windows, and older, they get stuck, they're hard to open, hard to close, you're getting drafts into your home, and it's costing you money on your heating bills. You're paying too much. You can replace those old windows with new, top-quality, and very efficient windows from Window Nation right now with their best offer of the year. For every two windows you purchase, the next two will be for free, and there's no limit. Plus, they give you the option, Window Nation does, of not paying for these new windows for two full years. No down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest until the year 2027. The price overall includes one-day installation. It's not going to be inconvenient to get these windows, these new windows into your home. They'll be in and out of your home in a day or less. Your home will look better than before they arrived. It's easy to get started. Just call them at 866-90-NATION or go to windownation.com. Mention my name. They'll come out. They'll give you a free, no risk, no obligation, no pressure estimate. You'll actually find out which windows in your home need to be replaced, and then you can make the decision. So I ask of you, if you're interested in new windows, just give Window Nation a chance to come out and give you a free estimate. WindowNation.com, along with 866-90-NATION. So last week on my podcast, I had Jim Smith, the new athletic director from Maryland, on the show. People have been telling me for a while, super impressive. He comes from a pro background, most recently with the Atlanta Falcons. And by the way, the Falcons and trying to get people to those games is a challenge, similar to what Maryland's had, especially in football. I started off by talking about the resume and why Maryland. You have a very interesting, extensive, professional resume that has been spent primarily in pro sports. So why the AD job at Maryland?
So I think it was, I get a call out of the, kind of out of the blue from a search firm that said that there was a Big Ten university looking for an athletic director that looks a little bit different than the traditional athletic directors in the past. And that immediately piqued my interest, but it also made me feel a little skeptical because I think I've heard the same thing many times previously. And so I asked just to see the job description, and it read like a president or CEO of a professional sports team. And it said to me that the University of Maryland really wanted to do something different and wanted to try and, you know, build the athletic program and athletic revenues up and really focus on growth rather than focus on maintaining. And that was really intriguing. And then I got the opportunity to meet President Pines. And we're really fortunate to have a president of a Big Ten university who cares about athletics. And when you combine, a great university, by the way, I did not know how great a university the University of Maryland is academically.
Right.
But when you combine academics, a president who cares about athletics, and a real solid foundation for a successful athletic program, and put it in the Big Ten, that's the job I wanted. And so this was just the perfect time for me, and I hope it'll be the perfect time for Maryland.
Can any of these jobs be, you know, for the lack of a better description, you use the term traditional anymore, given the revenue, given the salary cap era that we're entering? Isn't this job now really like running a professional sports operation?
Well, it's more like it. I can't say it's completely like it because we operate, sports that are high revenue and high expense, but we also operate, 17 other sports that aren't that way. Right. So when you look at it holistically, it's a modification to the job, but it's not a complete transition.
Maybe you just answered this question before, but I wanted to know what you didn't know about Maryland before you got to Maryland. Is it that it was a great academic institution?
Oh, that was one. But I didn't. What I really didn't realize was how good the coaches are here at the University of Maryland in all 20 of our sports. And with few exceptions, every one of them wants to be here at Maryland. It's not a stepping stone for the coaches that are here today. They want to be at Maryland, and they want to be successful at Maryland. And I'll say we've operated probably a little bit more like an ACC school than a Big Ten school from a resource perspective. And I think that's part of my responsibility is to get the resources to be more in line with the other Big Ten universities so we can compete to make it easier for our coaches who have already competed in the Big Ten at a high level, to make it even, it'll make it a little easier for them to stay at the top of the Big Ten.
Describe what you just referred to. In operating like we've been an ACC school in the Big Ten, how has that manifested itself?
Well, I think, one, we haven't been a full member of the Big Ten yet, so we'll become a full member in 2 years. And so we've been kind of forced to operate like we were operating before. So our revenues and expenses are quite a bit less than those of our Big Ten peers. And so part of the job is to raise those revenues so we can invest more in our programs, invest more in our student-athlete experience, and be even more competitive than we already are.
You just said something that I had no idea about. I figured after 3, 4, 5 years, Maryland was a full member getting, a full cut in the Big Ten. Is what you're referring to, the media cut that Maryland and Rutgers haven't been getting, the same cut that all of the other Big Ten schools have been getting?
That's correct. And so the same thing's happening with some of the additional schools that were added. Also, they're not getting a full share either. So I think that's kind of part of the expansion process is that you become full members over a period of time.
For people like me, Jim, who absolutely hated the move to the Big Ten, 11 years ago, and still occasionally yearn for, the ACC days and our ACC rivals, tell me how wrong I've been over this last decade.
Well, I don't know if there's a right or a wrong, but I'll say right now, and when you look at where you take a survey of where college athletics is and look at the conferences that are the strongest and that will always be the strongest going forward, I'd say you want to be in the Big Ten. I always say it's the room where it happens. And I always want to be around the decision makers that are going to set up the future of college athletics. And I really believe the Big Ten is that place. And, you know, look, you hear all sorts of rumors of what may happen in other leagues. There's nobody leaving the Big Ten. And there's everybody, I won't say everybody, but most schools would really want to become a part of the Big Ten right now. And so, you know, in hindsight, who knew it was going to be this way 11 years ago when they made the move? But I think, you know, you should be pleased that your university is in the Big Ten right now.
How do you make football more important? You know, students, area sports fans, Maryland sports fans, how do you make Maryland football consistently year in and year out, beyond the obvious answer, which is win big, but become as popular as the men's basketball program has been over many, many decades?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, yeah, having an opportunity to talk to guys like you and share the enthusiasm that we have for football here at Maryland, I think we can own Saturdays, right? I think this is a great football market between the Commanders and the Ravens. There are a lot of football fans, and primarily they're focused on Sunday. So how do we convert them to also be really interested in what happens here on Saturday? And part of that's having a compelling product, obviously. Winning is, we all want to win. We want to win every game. But we need to be competitive consistently and entertaining. And I think, you know, that's what you're starting to see with Malik. He's both incredibly competitive, very entertaining. We've got a foundation to build around him. It's an exciting time for Maryland football. And I think people will sense that and feel that more and more over time. And we've got to do this throughout the whole DMV, where we can be the DMV, well, at least D.C. and Maryland's team, right? We are the flagship in Maryland. We can be the market's team, and you know, we have to earn our way there, and we earn our way there by being competitive, by having a great game day experience, by continuing to get our fans, our students out to the game, because our students become our future alumni, and when they have a great experience at the game, they come back. So it's an investment in the short term on the students that are on campus while encouraging all of our alum to come back and jump on the bandwagon, because I think it's going to be pretty special here going forward.
It is a unique situation for, you know, a Power Four school in that it draws fans from two major markets, right? I mean, I'm trying to think of, you know, another Power Four that draws from two major markets. Maryland has that advantage. More so than any other school, right?
Kevin, it's a huge advantage. I had did a quick research, right? Because for college football, people will travel. You know, they make an experience of coming to a college football game. When you draw the radius around College Park, and it's 100-mile radius, right? And you say, okay, 100 miles, 2 hours. So you're within a 2-hour radius. Do you know how many people are in that 2-hour radius?
Yeah, the 12 million, 14 million, something like that?
It's 14 million people.
Yeah.
So, look, we have a big, big market to be able to get our message out to share the good things that are happening here in College Park. And when I say good things, I mean football, men's and women's basketball, field hockey, lacrosse, soccer. There's something for everyone, and we're very competitive. Volleyball, baseball, softball, all of them, wrestling, gymnastics, there is something for everyone in that 14 million market, that they can come here and enjoy a great experience, see a highly competitive team perform, and make it their team. And so that's why I'm so enthused about the opportunity here at Maryland, because the market is huge. The opportunity is even bigger than that.
Yeah, and you know, there are challenges, and I've already heard from some people who have spent time talking to you, and you understand these. Like, in the Big Ten, we're the biggest, well, not with LA now in the Big Ten, but before the Pac-12 schools entered the Big Ten, we were the biggest market team. I mean, Northwestern's in Chicago, understood, but we have major traffic issues that West Lafayette doesn't have, that Bloomington doesn't have. And sometimes those alone are deterrents, right, to people attending games. Do you get that? Do you understand that? And how do you address it?
Already have been hearing from folks from even the first game where we didn't have a huge attendance, right? And,
right.
And so some of it is, I always say it's developing a new muscle that people have to, you've got to work at it in order to be really good at it. And the experience I had in Atlanta, when I worked at the Falcons, when you're in a inner city and have limited infrastructure to get people in and out of, it creates the same challenges that we have here at College Park. And so we just have to be creative and think through the from a solution-based perspective of how we can improve the ingress and egress to our games. Because for me, the fan experience is a driveway-to-driveway experience. It begins when you leave, and it ends when you get back home. And then we play this game in the middle of that. So, you know, it's a really important part of the experience. I've heard it already. I've witnessed it. But I also have partners on campus that are really trying to make it better. And look, every week I think we've gotten better. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. Did I hear it last night from a new friend of mine from Annapolis about, hey, is it going to be just as bad as always? And I'm like, no, we're getting better at it. But you got to give us some time, too.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not going to fix itself overnight.
Yeah, I mean, they're just, you know, you talked about just the advantage of having two big markets, but with it comes some of those, you know, disadvantages that you have to overcome. One of them, and I've talked to, you know, Gary, well, Turge, who was the first coach in the Big Ten, Kevin, and I'll mention it to Buzz, too. You know, Sunday afternoon games when the Ravens and the Skins are playing are not good times for a men's basketball game. You know, things like that, you know, that I don't think the Big Ten cares about, but having an AD that recognizes those things may, you know, persuade.
So, great point. And the good news is we got a lot of Saturday nights.
I saw that. Yeah.
Only one Sunday in football,
right.
I think, over when we have. So,
yeah.
The Big Ten gods looked down on us nicely for this year.
But yes, they did.
But you're 100% right. We can't be playing Sunday afternoons in December and January. That, you know, we're just, that's self-inflicted. So we'll just continue to message that to the Big Ten to say, hey, look, go play Iowa on Sunday afternoon.
Exactly.
You know, they don't have the same challenge.
No. They don't. So do you have a favorite sport?
I have 20 favorite sports now.
Seriously, what do you watch more than anything else?
You know, it's funny. I watch a lot of NFL. So full disclosure, I watch College Game Day. My daughter works for she's on the Game Day crew for ESPN.
That's awesome.
So I find myself watching all sports. I really do. You know, I grew up playing soccer, in baseball. So, yeah, I've worked in a lot of sports. I love the business of sport. I love making an environment better. But I'll sit down and, you know, I'm one of those guys that probably will watch bowling every once in a while, or bull riding, or any of those, just because I find it fascinating to watch the competition and to see how it's being produced.
Men's basketball, the passion for it, I'm sure you figured out, is high. It's a rabid fan base for Maryland basketball. The expectations are very high. There's a national championship trophy that sits in the front entrance of Xfinity Center. There's a lot of reasons to think that nothing but national championships should be the goal every year. What do you see? What do you think of when you think of men's basketball at Maryland?
Well, I think in every one of our sports, and I think our coaches genuinely believe this, they start the year fully expecting to win a national championship. Why would you be at Maryland otherwise, especially in basketball? So does that mean we're going to win a national championship every year? No, but the expectation that everybody here has really high expectations, and I get to see it on a regular basis. So I know a lot of people don't get to see that, but I do. I know how competitive these coaches are. When you have 20 seriously type A personalities, you're managing a lot of winners, and so yes, I firmly believe that we wake up every day wanting to win a national championship.
Managing that many coaches, yet, you know, going back to what you said about the difference between pro sports and college sports, yes, that's a big difference. But in terms of, you know, national championship aspirations, of course that's the goal for everybody. Is it reasonable to think that way for football?
If we resource the program correctly, we can compete for a national championship. Do you know how hard it is? And you know this. No, everything has to go perfectly in order to get to a national championship game. Everything. And you need a few breaks along the way. But if you're not resourced accordingly, it's going to be really hard to get there. And that's part of when I talk about resources, that's part of my job. At the end of the day, we want to compete for a national championship in every sport. And in order to do that, we have to have the resources to be able to equip our coaches to be able to do that.
Thank you for doing this. Really appreciate it, and I wish you the best of luck.
Thank you, and I hope we can do this again sometime.
New Maryland Athletic Director Jim Smith. And again, just for those of you wondering why we didn't talk about the Washington game on Saturday, I recorded that with him late last week before the Washington game and the meltdown on Saturday in College Park, which, honestly, like I said yesterday, it's one of those things. I don't know if it was as much of a meltdown as it was Washington played exceptionally well in the second half. I know Terp fans hate to hear that. Speaking of that, we're going to keep with the Maryland theme here this hour. We don't do this a lot, especially during football season. But Jake Butt, who played tight end at Michigan for many years, has become an excellent college football analyst. He was on the call Saturday in College Park, and he's going to try to explain what happened when Maryland lost a 20-0 lead late in the third quarter, and Washington scored 24 unanswered to beat them. You'll hear that conversation next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.